We'll call the special meeting of the Board of Education of the School District of Curtis to order on Wednesday, August 6th at 4 p.m. All right.
My allegiance is to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, Grandal here, Gracie?
Here.
Bidwell?
Here.
Cherry?
Here.
Hanson?
Here.
DeShane?
Here.
Siebert?
Here.
Number four, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, items for discussion.
Youth apprenticeship. So youth apprenticeship education, about a year and a half ago, the board approved having three employees that are falling under the youth apprenticeship for education. So youth apprenticeship is a program run through workforce development to give youth apprenticeships in different areas, and there's different approved areas. Education is one that was approved 2 years ago. So the board approved having three students. So we have Krivitz students that then can work in education in elementary school, and they're actually employees. They get paid for it, and they're learning how to be a teacher. So they're not working in a capacity as like a paraprofessional or even a TA. They are learning from the teacher. They're not a teacher. They're not left alone, but they are like learning how to be a teacher, what it entails. And the thought process is to encourage them to go into education or some type of education field. That's what we're trying to do. So again, the school board has approved three of those positions in the past. Last year we had three. One of them was a senior who graduated, and we have two that want to do it again. We have a total of five right now that the committee that does the interviews and the person who's in charge of them is recommending to move forward. So what I'm asking the board is to approve two extra youth apprenticeship positions. So I kind of came back to the coordinator of it and said, we want to really promote education as a job cluster. We want to push that, but I also want to make sure that we have the right fits. And so through that interview process, she's confident that these five students will be good and work in that capacity. So again, you guys have already approved three positions. I'm asking for two additional for this coming year. They're working on making a little bit more of a streamlined process with the goal of having three juniors and three seniors every single year moving through. So it's three new, but it would eventually be six total. But we're still in that discovery process of making it all it can be. So again, I'm asking, or what it, when it comes to for action, what I'm asking is to approve two additional positions with the district for youth apprenticeships.
How much do they get paid?
That is a great question. I want to say it's $10 an hour, but it could be 12.
Yeah, huh? I think we did 10.
Oh, so okay. It has to be minimum wage or above, so it's okay. $7.25, $7.40, okay. Whatever that is. But yeah, I think we did, and that's what we generally do for summer help is 10 yeah. to 12. Like yep. if they return, we give them a boost, you know. But
yeah.
Now, if they stay in the education field, is there any commitment that they stay with Krivitz?
No.
Or?
Nope. And with these students in education, they could go into being a paraprofessional, which doesn't require added, training or college or anything. But if they're going into teaching, they obviously have to go off to college and get yeah. that degree. So we can't have a requirement of them staying with us or anything. But it gets them that experience. Hopefully, it encourages them to continue in that field. That's what we're doing.
Does it give them any sort of credit or anything?
They do. They do get credits, so they can go for up to, I believe it's three high school classes can be part of this, youth apprenticeship. So they are out of the high school in the elementary school working, and they get class credits for that. Plus, they're getting paid.
That's why it's juniors and seniors.
Yes, it has to be. Okay. The youth apprenticeship program yep. is juniors and seniors, but they do get the credits. Yeah, they can't do it freshman and sophomore. One, the requirements for yeah. youth apprenticeship, but two, there's too many required classes. They're freshman, sophomore. They don't have transportation. They don't have, there's okay. lots of different yep. things. But, yep, it is juniors and seniors.
Oh, that's good.
Any other questions? Mm-hmm. No. All right. Six items for action. A, youth apprenticeship education.
Again, I'm asking the board to approve two extra youth apprenticeship education positions within the school district.
I make the, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lila.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, appointments.
Morgan Emmons is recommended for approval as an elementary teacher.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lila.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
We do not have a part-time food service employee to bring to the board yet. We have now received at least three applications, but they're doing interviews on Monday. We put it in there just in case we had someone so we could get going with it, but that will be something on the regular board meeting, I anticipate, so.
Will that be a problem with school not starting before that?
No, we'll cover it internally. And we, for support staff, I do have the lateral to give preliminary approval, yep. And then the board approve them fully. So it's kind of like they're working as a sub until the board. And school starts on Monday, and our board meeting is on Wednesday, yes. So it's only 3 days
okay,
worth.
Good.
But no. Here you go.
Recess to closed session as provided by state statute 19.85 sub 1 sub c sub f. Considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. A. Superintendent evaluation. Considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data of specific persons. Preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems or the investigation or charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would be likely to have a substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data or involved in such problems or investigations. That would be employee complaint investigation. And then considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data of specific persons, preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would be likely to have a substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data or involved in such problems or investigations, and that's C, board member conduct. I need a motion.
I make motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny.
Grandaw?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Heidi Wald, yes. Terry?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
DeShane?
Yes.
Siebert?
Yes.
All right, we are in closed session at 4:09. We're back in open session at 5:48.
Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, Corey.
All right, no action was taken in closed session. I need a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny.
Oh, there's
all in favor?
Yeah,
aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 5:49.